Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the Halachos of Bayrein. Today we will discuss pits and seeds in fruits, which is a little bit complicated when it comes to Halacha Lamaisa. There are basically two methods of eating fruits and vegetables if they have seeds or pits. The first method is that the person eats the vegetable or the fruit and he removes the seed or pit from his mouth. In this case, you're now allowed to remove the seed or pit before you're eating the fruit. Mashenki, there are certain fruits where you always remove the seeds before you eat them. In this case, it would be mutter, if it's for immediate use, it would be mutter to remove them, because here you're allowed to remove the psalas from the oichel, because this is the normal way of eating this fruit or vegetable. That means fruit or vegetables that you usually eat them and then you get to the pit, you throw it out. For example, your plum. And then you get to the pit, you throw it out. So then you now take the pit out before you eat, because that's a problem of bayer. It's a problem of taking the psalas from the oichel. Mashenki, in certain things, you remove them before you start eating, then it's mutter. So now we'll go into examples. For example, that apples or oranges, tangerines, grapes, pears, olives, peaches, all these cases, the seeds are not allowed to be removed before you eat those fruits and vegetables, because it's a problem of removing the psoilus from the oichel, and that's awesome. But the following fruits belong to the second method, and that is that if you're eating honeydew, or cantaloupe, or avocado, in those cases, you can remove the pit before you eat, because that is the normal way of eating those things. So you cut the cantaloupe in half, you can remove those seeds, and then cut yourself the cantaloupe. The big shout out comes to watermelon, because some people eat watermelon. How do they eat the watermelon? They eat the watermelon, they spit out the pits. But others may remove the pits first. So here it's a big shayla, and therefore the halacha lemaisa, when it comes to watermelon, you should eat the watermelon and spit out the pits, unless you're feeding it to a child where it's a problem, the child can't do that, then you can be makel and take off, right before you giving to the child, you could take off those pits. But if not, you should spit out the pits by eating watermelon. But mashenken, by honeydew and cantaloupe there, and avocado there, it's mutter to remove the pit, as long as it's for immediate use, because that goes into the halacha, just like peels are allowed to remove the psalas and the here also, this is similar to that, because it's the normal way of eating those fruits or vegetables.